أحل لكم صيد البحر وطعامه متاعا لكم وللسيارة وحرم عليكم صيد البر ما دمتم حرما واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون.
Allah has permitted you to catch aquatic animals and what the sea throws out, dead or alive, as a benefit for a resident or to nourish a traveler. He has prohibited hunting land game as long as you are in the state of ihram for Hajj or Umrah. Be mindful of Allah by carrying out His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. You will return to Him on the day of rising, and He will repay your actions.
جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام قياما للناس والشهر الحرام والهدي والقلائد ذلك لتعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وأن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah has made the Kaaba, the sanctified house, an establishment for people, which secures their religious interests, such as prayer, Hajj, and Umrah. And their worldly interests, such as security in the sanctuary and the import of different fruits. He has also made the sacred months Dhul Qa'idah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab, an establishment for people in that they are secure in this month from anyone fighting against them. Then He has made the sacrificial animals and the garlands that indicate that they are being driven to the sanctuary, an establishment for people in that their owners are secure from anyone harming them. All of this is Allah's favor to you, so that you are aware that Allah knows everything in the heavens and the earth. His creation of such laws that secure your interests and protect you from harm is proof that He knows what is best for His servants.
اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم.
Know, O people, that Allah's punishment for those who go against Him is severe, and that He is forgiving and compassionate towards those who repent to Him.
ما على الرسول إلا البلاغ. والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون.
The duty of the messenger is only to convey what Allah has instructed him to. It is not his duty to make people accept the guidance that is only in Allah's hands. Allah knows what you reveal and what you keep hidden, whether guidance or misguidance, and He will repay your actions.
قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون.
Say, O Messenger, bad is not the same as good. Even if the bad is a large amount that impresses you, a large amount of something does not mean that it is best. Be mindful of Allah, O people of intellect, by leaving the bad and doing the good, so that you successfully achieve paradise and are saved from the fire of hell.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبدَ لكم تسؤكم وإن تسألوا عنها حين ينزل القرآن تبدَ لكم وَإِن تَسْأَلُوا عَنْهَا حِينَ يُنَزَّلُ الْقُرْآنُ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهَا وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ.
O you who have faith in Allah, follow His Messenger and practice His laws. Do not ask your Messenger about things which you do not in need, and which will not be of any help to you in your religion. If you were told of such things, they would upset you because of the difficulty in them. If, despite the prohibition, you ask about these things, then know that revelation is coming down to the Prophet and they will be made clear to you. That is easy for Allah. Allah has not said certain things in the Quran, so do not ask about them. If you ask about them, you will have to follow the law that is then revealed.
قَدْ سَأَلَهَا قَوْمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَصْبَحُوا بِهَا كَافِرِينَ
A nation before you had asked about things not initially revealed to them. When they were then commanded to do them, they did not carry out the order and became disbelievers as a result.
ما جعل الله من بحيرة ولا سائبة ولا وصيلة ولا حام ولكن الذين كفروا يفترون على الله الكذب ولكن الذين كفروا يفترون على الله الكذب وأكثرهم لا يعقلون
Allah has made livestock lawful for you to consume. He has not made unlawful what the idolaters declared unlawful for themselves when dedicating them to their idols, such as Bahira, a she-camel whose ear is cut after it gives birth to a certain number, or Sa'iba, a she-camel that is left for the idols after it reaches a certain age, or Wasila, a she-camel that gives birth to one female after another, or Hamin, a male camel stud that mates with other camels and produces a given number of offspring. Allah did not make any of these. But the disbelievers falsely claim that Allah has forbidden these things. Most of the disbelievers do not differentiate between truth and falsehood, and between the lawful and the unlawful. Beneficial points. It is permitted to eat animals that the sea throws out, whether they are alive or dead. The principle is that Allah's symbols have come to secure benefits for His servants in this world and the hereafter. And to remove harm from them. The duty of a caller to Allah is to convey the message clearly. Given of guidance is entrusted to Allah. A person should not be impressed with abundance. The abundance of something is not an indication of its permissibility or purity. The indication for such is contained only in the sacred law. When asking for a legal verdict, fatwa, the question should be restricted to the important facts, without adding unnecessary details. The verses condemn the practice of the idolaters in declaring certain livestock, such as the Bahira, Sa'iba, Wasila, and Hamin, to be unlawful.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ
When it is said to these people who make up lies about Allah with respect to forbidden certain livestock, come towards the Qur'an that Allah revealed and to the path of the Messenger, peace be upon him, so that you can learn the lawful and the unlawful, they say, the beliefs, statements and actions we have taken and inherited from our predecessors is enough for us. How could this be enough for them? When their predecessors did not know anything and were not guided to the truth, only the person who is more ignorant and misguided than them follows them.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
O you who faith in Allah, follow His Messenger and practice His laws. You are only responsible for your own souls, so only do that which benefits them. Those people who are misguided and who do not respond to you will not harm you if you are on the right path. Being on the right path includes encouraging good and forbidding evil. On the day of rising, all of you will return to Allah only, and He will tell you about what you used to do in the world and repay your actions.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا شهادة بينكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت حين الوصية اثنان ذوى عدل منكم أو آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت تحبسونهما من بعد الصلاة فيقسمان بالله إن ارتبتم لا نشتري به ثمنا ولو كان ذا قربى ولا نكتم شهادة الله إنا إذا لمن الآثمين.
O you who faith in Allah, follow His Messenger and practice His laws. When death approaches any of you with the appearance it signs, then call to witness the bequest to upright Muslim men or two men from the disbelievers if the need arises due to there being no Muslims. For example, if you are traveling at that time, if there is any doubt regarding their testimony, keep them back after one of the prayers and let them both take an oath in Allah's name saying, "We will not sell our share from Allah for any amount, such as by preferring a relative. Also, we will not conceal any testimony for Allah that is with us." Tell them that if they are not truthful, they will be sinners who go against Allah.
فَإِنْ عُثِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمَا اسْتَحَقَّا إِثْمًا فَآخَرَانِ يَقُومَانِ مَقَامَهُمَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَوْلَيَانِ فآخران يقومان مقامهما من الذين استحق عليهم الأوليان فيقسمان بالله لشهادتنا أحق من شهادتهما وما اعتدينا إنا إذا لمن الظالمين.
If, after the oath is taken, it is established that the witnesses lied in their testimony or in the oath, then let two others who are closest to the deceased take an oath on the truth in their place. These new witnesses should take an oath by Allah saying, "Our testimony about their lying and deceit is closer to the truth than their testimony about their honesty and trustworthiness. We have not taken a false oath. If we do so, we will be from the wrongdoers who overstep Allah's limits."
ذلك أدنى أن يأتوا بالشهادة على وجهها أو يخافوا أن ترد أيمان بعد أيمانهم واتقوا الله واسمعوا والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
These various oaths, to be taken by the witnesses after the prayer, When you doubt their testimony and the rejection of their testimony increases the likelihood that they will testify in the way required by the sacred law, without them distorting the facts deceitfully. Witnesses are more likely to give true testimony for fear that they will be disgraced if the heirs give conflicting testimony. Be mindful of Allah by not lying or being deceitful in your testimony and oath. Listen to what you are instructed to do and obey. Allah does not guide those who go against Him. Beneficial points. If a person firmly adheres to following Allah, instructing what is right and forbidding what is wrong, according to their ability, the misguidance of anyone will not harm them. They will not be questioned about other people, especially those who are astray. Writing a bequest and calling upright persons to witness the same is encouraged. The verses explain how witnesses to a bequest are to be questioned according to the sacred law.